Hello, dudes and dudettes, and welcome. It's been a while since I posted an audio boo. In fact, about the first weekend in August, so I thought maybe I should do one. Welcome to Rocktober, the second of Rocktober, in fact. Daylight saving is here, and it's nice coming home from work, and there's still sunshine. It ain't dark. I like that. It is really, really cool. Of course, I've been home for about an hour or so. And the best part about October, Rocktober, not only is it the month I was born, but we have a public holiday coming up soonish. In fact, the 22nd of October is Labor Day here in New Zealand, so looking forward to that, a long weekend. My birthday happens to be the Friday beforehand, so my friends and I hope to make a good weekend of that. It's our the last long weekend we had, there we go, the last long weekend we had was back in June, first weekend in June, in fact, so it's a long time between drinks, you might say. Looking forward to that. And that means, of course, then Christmas isn't too far away. And for those of you who follow me on Twitter, you'll know, of course, that I have already booked my flight home. I haven't booked a return flight. So, who knows? I may never come back to Wellington. No, I haven't booked a return flight because I'm not sure when I'm going to come back. And besides, my brother and I may decide to drive back. Bit of a road trip and get ready for New Year's. But I booked my flight on the 20th of December, flying up to Auckland to get ready for Christmas, and only cost me $49. Damn cheap that. So I wasn't going to pass that up. Certainly, you know, it certainly helps if you book early for a change, which I did. Unbelievably organised. That's a bit scary. And what else have I been doing? Well, I've been watching movies, catching up with TV series, and Doctor Who, of course. And now we have to wait till Christmas before Doctor Who returns. Unbelievable. And so on. But anyway, we won't talk too much about Doctor Who, because I know some people haven't either seen the series yet or haven't caught up. So, yeah, I don't want to ramble on in case I ruin it for people. And I've been catching up with friends. It's good to have the opportunity to catch up with them. And I've also been doing quite a lot of reading, in fact. I mean, I've always been a bit of a reader, but I've had more time. And it's nice. Come home, relax, sit down and read. And it's been good. I decided to read Dave Mustaine's autobiography again, just because I could, really. And of course I read The Casual Vacancy, which I think is a brilliant book. And I did make mention of that on Sunday on Twitter, although for some unknown reason I had told everyone in the Twitter world that I had just finished watching The Casual Vacancy. And at least I know people read my tweets, because I seriously had no idea I'd typed that. And I got a few mentions and direct messages asking what on earth I was talking about. And then, to my dismay, I'd realised I'd typed watching instead of reading. There you go. And I'm now reading Arnold Schwarzenegger, his autobiography, Total Recall. Loving it so far. It is brilliant. And I just realised I've gone through a bit of a biography/autobiography kick, because last week I read two autobiographies one biography, one autobiography. No. They were both autobiographies. I'm confusing myself, don't mind me. One was the book about Fred Truman, the awesome fast bowler from England. And the other, of course, was the one and only Mr. Nick Mason from the awesome band that is Pink Floyd. And so I read both those autobiographies as well, and they were fantastic. So here's my question to you. You know, if can any of you recommend any other good biographies or autobiographies I should look at? Maybe some of them I've already read, but that's okay. just feel free to recommend away. I seem to be enjoying that kind of kick at the moment. I go through phases. I mean, I read just about all kinds of genres, really. But at the moment, it's biographies and autobiographies seem to be my thing. Of course, another one I read was Scar Tissue by Anthony Kiedis and Life by Keith Richards. And I was going to read Slash's autobiography, but the only version I found on Audible is in, I think it's German. And of course, because I'm such a pillock, I purchased the book without even previewing it beforehand because I was so excited because everyone told me I should read the book. So I purchased it and I had a friend here and we were both looking forward to it, in fact. And, well, we didn't get too far because we couldn't understand a single word. There you go. Kevin Buddy Wilson, I read his autobiography as well. And, of course, Kurt Cobain, read his biography. So yeah, if you can think of any others, do let me know. I'm kind of rambling because I don't have anything too exciting to say. So I'll end this because I don't really want to bore you too much. But look after yourselves, and if you can't be good, be good at it.